just like to begin by commending you for having been elected as chair of the second PrepCom of the 10th MPT Review Conference. I should also like to express to you the support of my delegation. We wish to contribute to this moving resolutely toward the 2020 meeting. My country wishes to join New Zealand in its statement made on behalf of the New Agenda Coalition, the NAC. We also should like to underscore the message of the NPDI. The second PrepCom comes in a complex international context. There are enormous security challenges, and there are also uncertainties that were unthinkable just a decade or so ago. In words of the Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, the Cold War has returned, but with the difference that the mechanisms and safeguards that existed in the past to avoid the risks of escalation do not seem to be present today. End of quote. The renewed interest in nuclear weapons within military policies is very worrisome, as is the return to a nuclear arms race. This is in clear contravention of the non-proliferation regime in place. Paradoxically, this comes at a time when the NPT, a cornerstone of the system, is celebrating its 50th anniversary of having been open to signature. There is no argument whatsoever that can justify a return to an arms race, particularly when it is ever more clear what the humanitarian consequences would be of the detonation of a nuclear weapon and the imminent violation of IHL that would result from the use of these weapons.
Gracias a la llamada iniciativa.
Sir, thanks to the humanitarian initiative and the conferences in Oslo, Nayarit, and Vienna, we have a better understanding of the humanitarian impact of nuclear weapons. We have solid basis to redouble our efforts toward nuclear disarmament, and urgently so. As former Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said, there are no right hands to handle these wrong weapons. It is with this vision that last year 122 countries adopted the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. This instrument, in our opinion, strengthens and complements the nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament regime currently in place. It is a contribution to the implementation of Article 6 of the NPT. Disarmament and non-proliferation are two processes that are mutually reinforcing. Compliance with the NPT is not subject to any conditions. It is not optional for the state's party. These provisions are legally binding. The parties must exhaust all measures available to them to make effective the principles that put together the negotiating package that forged the NPT, namely the three pillars of disarmament, non-proliferation, and the peaceful use of nuclear energy. Sir, Mexico reiterates its conviction that the NPT is the key instrument, the full compliance of which will ensure a more stable and safe world. It is incumbent upon all parties to strengthen it and to ensure its credibility. It is also incumbent upon us to push towards universality. For this reason, we call upon the states that are outside of the treaty to accede to it as NNWSs. We hope that in this 2020 review cycle, the parties can focus their efforts on moving toward compliance with the obligations in the treaty and in the agreements attained through the packet of decisions and the resolution of 1995, as well as the 13 practical steps of 2000 and the plan of action of 2010. Sir, the DPRK has committed flagrant violations of international law and Security Council resolutions. These violations have been condemned unequivocally by my country. The recent announcement of the halting of their nuclear program as of 21 April and the halting of the intercontinental ballistic missile tests are encouraging. We hope that this announcement can lead to the total denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We also hope that it ensures stability and peace in that region. Today, it is crucial that we bolster dialogue, trust, and compliance with international law. My delegation is present at this PrepCom with a willingness to work toward the strengthening of the NPT. We invite all parties to join efforts to move toward this objective. we have built together by consensus legal architecture, and we should not weaken it. We cannot weaken it, question it, or justify slippage. Thank you very much.
I thank the distinguished representative of Mexico.